It's Sheridan TV time. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us. Today is August 29th, Tuesday, and I am joined today by our senior mentor here at Sheridan Mentoring, Mr. Mark Fenton, who's going to be chatting with you guys about a bullish iron butterfly trade that he has. Hopefully it'll be educational for you. If you have any questions for Mark as he's working through this, go ahead and put them in the chat box and we'll make sure to answer them for you. Mark.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Great, man. How are you?
Good. Hey, I want to talk about a fly today. And I call it bullish because it's going to look that way, but it's also got some room to the downside and certainly doesn't care if you don't move at all. Let me share my screen here.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
And you may have seen it around before. A little something we call a flat iron butterfly. Can you see it?
Yeah, looks good.
Okay. So we call it an iron butterfly because you're selling a put vertical and a call vertical. That's what makes a butterfly that's iron, iron. Otherwise, it's a regular butterfly, then it's three strikes all the same, either all calls or all puts. But an iron butterfly is selling a call vertical and a put vertical, and you can do it in all different ways, at the money, above the money, below the money, whatever. So what we have here is a structure where we went out to September 29th. I guess that's a little over 30 days out. And we were trading, still are, around 24.45 when I set this up. So I usually like to go down 35 or 40 points. This is strike 24.10. We're going to move it up a little since it moved up a little since I made this. So we'll go to 24.10. That'll be where our call is. And I like my long option, the long call, to be 20 points higher, 24.30. So then we'll make the put also 24.10 that we're selling. There we go. And then we'll make it 50 points wide on the bottom. So 20 points wide on the top between your short and your long, and 50 points wide on the bottom. Gives you a structure like this. Now this trade has a margin. If you did it one time, it's 50 points wide. The margin would be $5,000. However, you do get credit for the credit, which would be almost $2,300. So this trade would cost you right around $2,700. And no matter how high we go, or even if we stay the same, if you're anywhere up in this flat arm, that's why we call it a flat iron fly, because you got this nice flat credit up here. It's above zero. And as long as we stay above roughly 2430, actually even better, then you'd be in the actual tent structure. But the arm starts around 2430, goes all the way to the moon. You'd have yourself a credit and you would make 290. Now, of course, this trade doesn't have any adjustments on the upside, but it would, of course, on the downside. That's where all your risk is. Now, the sooner it would happen to go down against you, the worse it is for you. As time goes on, we're making theta, right? So theta is working for us. Over time, we'd be down a little less and a little less if we went back into this tent. But right off the bat, if we run back into this structure, then you're going to be down, you know, taking on some water. In fact, if we put this on here now and today it ran on down around the middle of your fly, you'd be down not quite 10%, 6 or 7%. But if you get down 7% or so because of a down move, and like I said, that can be different places depending on volatility and how long you've been in the trade. But if you get down 7% or so in this trade and you're still in the main structure, just go ahead and pick up a put that cuts your position deltas, maybe a half to two thirds. But if you get within about 10 points of this lower break even, you can see how steep this is. So if you get all the way down to within about 10 points of there, you'd start another flight that looked just like it. Let's say we were down here at maybe 2395. We'd go down about 30 points to maybe 65 and sell another iron flat fly just like this, selling it, putting a call at 65, 2365, buying the long 20 points higher in the call side and 50 points lower in the put side. And that's your plan for this. So 10%, if you can get 10%, which is the cost of the trade, which was, like we said, about $2,700. So if you can get about 260, 270, just take the trade off. In fact, if we just really run up here, you don't even have to bother with closing this trade. It would, of course, it being an SPX would just be cash settled. If we get down in here, it gets a little dicey towards the end, and you probably want to close it just in case it made a leap on the last day. But you should be out of this trade one way or another, a week before expiration anyway. So any questions on that, Johnny? That's what I got for today.
Yeah, if you have any questions, go ahead and put them into the chat box for Mr. Mark there. I do have a trivia question for you guys as well. I'll give you a little bit more time. So if you have any questions for Mark, throw them in the chat box. I will get to them in a moment here. Okay, I have a trivia. Born today in 1923 in Cambridge, England, this actor, director, all-around awesome human being was born. This actor was born today in 1923 in Cambridge, England. I'll give you some hints. Jurassic Park and the Great Escape. Go. Mark, it's bullish, but max gain shows a decline in the SPX from where it is presently.
Yes. All I'm saying is that it's bullish and that best course for it, never any worries at all, is if it went higher. However, you could make more money if it went down some. It's just that you do have problems if you really go down a lot more. If you were truly bearish the SPX, I wouldn't put this trade on because you don't really want to be down in here. And if that's where you think you're going, well, I mean, it's fine towards the end of the trade, but early on, it gets a little tougher.
Excellent. Another question. Why did you choose 2410 when SPX is at 2444?
Because I usually pick 35 or 40 points lower than where we're trading. You can kind of manipulate it around, try different strikes to see what structure works, but somewhere in that area, 35 to 40 points below the current price.
Awesome. Rick Coker asks, what are your thoughts on doing this same setup, but 15 days out?
I can't imagine it would look very good because you wouldn't get very much theta for what you're doing. So I don't think that this would probably be a good short-term trade. I think your theta would be really low. Let's just take a look at something. I don't know when 15 days out is, but what if I went to SEP 15 even there? There's just no money in it. And by the way, the margin would be the same. So this is not a short-term trade.
Excellent, excellent. Why use such a short expiration? Why not 45 days to expiration to give some more room?
You could. You know, I usually use around 30, but you could use 30, 40. It's all fine. I mean, you, of course, you'd take in more credit. You'd also could be exposed for longer, kind of give in and take there, but there wouldn't be anything wrong with it, no.
Okay, let's, first of all, Ned, good job. You got it. Richard Attenborough, or Lord, excuse me, Richard Attenborough. That is the correct answer. Good job. Guess 5818. You were right behind him as well. That is correct. One of my favorite actors. Sir Lord Richard Attenborough.
He isn't alive anymore, is he?
He is not, unfortunately. But he is missed.
He'd be getting up if he was.
He would be. Yes, he would be. Are you not selling an in-the-money call on an iron fly setup here? Why not consider this with all puts for greater liquidity?
Well, I've never found liquidity a problem with this. I've never set it up with all puts. I don't know what the structure would even look like. So can't answer that question.
No problem. Phil had a similar question, kind of rolling right into that. When, you know, why not use all puts instead of all calls? And it's because Mark uses all calls. Phil S. asks, with the same structure, when would you use all puts as opposed to all calls?
Well, I guess you have to see one of the other two questioners because I don't do that.
The answer is never. All right, let me see if I missed anything. Wallace K. asks, what are the strike deltas for the options?
I don't use deltas to select the option that I'm using. It's a pretty simple process. 35 or 40 points below where we're trading, sell the call and a put. Go up 20 points for the long and down 50 points for the put. I pay no attention to the deltas whatsoever.
Excellent, excellent. Roger B. asks, are you available for mentoring? He isn't right now. Not right at this moment because he's busy with me and you.
I am available overall.
But as a whole, you better believe Mark is available. If you have questions on it, just send me an email here, John, J-O-H-N, at sharedmentoring.com, and we'll be happy to chat about that with you. Can you use VIX calls for protection?
I suppose you could, sure. Yeah. If it goes down, vol should spike, your VIX calls could improve, make you some money. So it might be a little difficult, to figure out the ratio you wanted, but certainly that would give you some relief if it did run down, if you had VIX calls.
Yeah. Phil asks, is it better to enter this trade on an up day or a down day?
I prefer a down day because if you do it when we're really down, vol pops, you get paid more. Plus, in this market, there's more of a chance of a little bit of a rebound when something goes down pretty hard. So I'd rather have it go down hard, put this on, and then rebound up into my wing. Like early today, this trade would have been great to put on first thing this morning, and you'd already be way up in your wing from where you put it on. You might probably have it centered 10 points lower if you'd have put it on this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mark, for sharing. Thank you, folks, for joining us today. If you have other questions, email us info@SheridanMentoring.com. We are happy to chat about anything with you. If you have if you'd like personal attention on the telephone, we do that too. 800-288-9341. Make sure to scroll down the bottom of the Sheridan TV page on the left-hand side. Dan is doing an Iron Condor webinar tomorrow. Trading Iron Condors for Income at 1 o'clock Central Time. You do not want to miss that. Register on the homepage of SheridanMentoring.com or on the bottom of Sheridan TV there. And also make sure to check out the episodes. Go back, if you haven't before, on SheridanTV.com. You can also register to make sure you get all the email updates from us here and all that kind of goodies. So thank you, folks. Thank you, Mark, again. And we will see you on Thursday for another installment of Sheridan TV.